The chasim sheyesh amachrayis niknim bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. The chasim sheyesh amachrayis is karka. Karka is niknim bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. She'ein amachrayis, which means betaltalim ein niknim ela b'mashicha. So here in three lines, we covered almost everything that we actually are kaina. Because the Knani and Eved Ivri, most of us are in kaina. Even the Isha, we usually, hopefully, do it once a life, and that's it. But everything else that we're kaina is in these three lines. So spend a whole year on being kaina Isha and Eved Ivri and Eved Knani, and now we'll spend a few minutes on being kaina everything else. Karka Metalpolim. Let's first finish the Mishnah. The Chasim She'en Lamachrayis nickname in the Chasim She'esh Lamachrayis Bekesa B'shtar B'chazaka. This is called Kinyan Agav, which we'll discuss not in the Mishnah, but in the bottom of the Yamid. The Gemara will discuss it. The third part of the Mishnah is V'zayki Kines and the Chasim She'esh Lamachrayis Nishba'alayim, which is Gilgal Shvua. So it's the third thing. The three parts of our Mishnah. The Kinyanim, Kinyan Agav, and Gilgal Shvua. Kinyan Agav and Gilgal Shvua we'll talk about when we get to it in the Gemara. So for now, we'll discuss Nechasim Sheyesh Lamechrayis and Nechasim Sheyem Lamechrayis. Alright, first of all, you just have to have a very basic idea that it's actually a Machlaikis, but we pass on to Rav Yechanan that Minah Torah Kesef is kind of a Talpun as well. Machlaikis in Bav Metzia. And we pass on to Rav Yechanan that Metalp in Perak Hazav. The metalpulim are nikna bekesef min hatayra, which means min hatayra kesef works to everything. And the rabbanim made a gzeira. The kesef shouldn't be kaina by metalpulim because of the gzeira shema yaimer nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah, which means that if you're going to buy metalpulim from me and you give me money and the metalpulim are still in my rishus, so we're afraid that you're going to give me the money. Now the metalpulim, which is in my house, is yours. I'm not going to rescue them. There'll be a fire, a chalila, or a ganiv. What do I care? It's not mine. It's your loss. So Chazal didn't want that your thing should be in my house in such a situation. So Chazal agrees that the kesef isn't kaina. You need meshicha. The Mishnah says meshicha. So Yeshua says meshicha means Hakvah, Meshicha, Mesira, the three that go together. And this is the Midrabanan. These are kaina, this is Min HaTorah, they're kaina anyway. The Midrabanan Kesef is not kaina. You need Meshicha, Mesira, Hakvah, you need to take it into your own Rishus in order for it to be kaina. This is a Takana Midrabanan. So basically, the chilik of Kesef between Karka and Tautalim is all, it's all a Midrabanan. Min HaTorah, it works. Even after the Rabbana made a gzeira, as you know, there's a mishapara on somebody who, if someone gives you kesef to buy metalpulim and you back out, so there's a mishapara on somebody who doesn't keep his word. So you're not supposed to back out. And even without a kinyan, even if you just give your word, Chazal say you're mechusri amuna. If you give your word, somebody, it's very shriach, unfortunately, it's very, very shriach today. That people go to buy a house. They find a house they like, and they come to an agreement on a price. They have an agreement. And then, by the time they come to a contract or to closing, because the prices are the way they are, the seller usually gets an offer for $20,000 or $30,000 more. And very often they back out. And that's also how people in. Once, even though a kinyan, you need a kinyan. But if you give your word on something, that's called mechusri amuna, you're obligated to honor your word. Somebody gives his word that he's going to sell the house to a certain person, and they agreed on the price. If they didn't agree on the price, then the word would be nothing. But if they agreed on a price, and they said firmly, they said, okay, it's an agreement, then a pidyon, the person is not allowed to back out. Unfortunately, it's common that people do. It's a big... big Messiah, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 difference. But that doesn't change the halacha. The halacha is that once you give your word, you can't back out. What's the time period for what? For what?
Between the whatever original
Whatever their agreement is. Whatever their agreement is. No, the person needs time to get a mortgage, to get a salary, to get a lawyer, to get everything together. Once you have an agreement, the agreement is binding. Unless you stipulate, it's not binding. But a verbal agreement is binding, I'll be in. And it's a problem, it's a big problem with people who back out, and it's a halacha, you should know. It's a, what? The mishapara, the klola that Bezdin gives somebody who backs out. Doesn't apply in the chesem or apply. Bezdin formally is, gives a klola to a person. That's not true about the chesem. There's not a chilek. The chesem are allowed to back out. If you give your word and circumstances change, in certain ways you're allowed to back out. The chesem, just because you get a bigger offer doesn't cause the chesem change. What? Now, Mechusri Amun is if you give your word, and Mishapara is when there's Kesef. Even though Chazal said Kesef is not kinda, but there's a Mishapara and someone who backs out. Right. What? Me? No, it's a sentence. Mishapara me'an shitara mabel. Me'an shitara floga. From Pari and Kriyas Yamsuf should pay back a person who doesn't follow through. Be shepar. Okay. There's a the basic clair in Kenyan Kesef and Metalfelim is what's usually called the Machlekes Terif in the Baal Amar by Nechosim She'en La Machrayis. And Metalfelim, if you give Kesef, you go into a store and you see a piece of furniture you like, and you give them some money and you tell them to deliver it. And now, Minatayra, you're kinder, it's Midrabbanan, you're not kinder. What's the Hezber in the Drabbanan? The Rith learns, and probably Rabbi Shainim learned, that it's not a Kenyan, period. Kesef is not kinder. It's not your thing. If there's a fire, the furniture gets destroyed, so you don't take the loss, you get your money back. So Rabbanan what guys do that Kesef isn't kinder. This is the Shita Baal Amar is an interesting shita. Baal Amar says that the Rabbanan didn't say Kesef isn't kind. Kesef is kind of by the Talmud. Just that the person could still back out. The person has a right to be chayzer. In other words, if I give you Kesef, I see furniture I like, I give you money. So Be'etzem, Kesef is kind of like it's kind of an atayra. Midrabbanan, Chazal gave me the right to back out if I want. So Lamaisa, what? The well, he says either one. Either the Meichel Lekech has a right to back out. So, but Kozumar they don't back out. There's no the king's opinion. The Baal Amar says if he doesn't back out and there's a fire and it gets destroyed, the loss is on the Lekech. Loss is on the Lekeach. It's just the Lekeach has a right to back out.
Why can he back out?
So
back
once it's burned, you can't back out. The Kenyan already happened, it got destroyed. You can only back out as long as it's still around. It's against the whole concept of Mishapara. If you look in Rashi, when it says Shema Yomru Nisifuchi Techa Baaliyah, Rashi says that if he sees a delek or ba, if he sees a fire coming, he'll be chayzer. If he sees a fire coming, then he'll be chayzer from the sale. Rashi is much like the Baal Amar, that if he sees a fire coming, he'll be chayzer, and then he'll get his money back. Now the seller doesn't know, so the seller is always going to try to protect it. He doesn't know if Lekeach is, if he knows Lekeach is far away in a different city in Achinami. But he never knows for sure, so he'll protect it. But the sheet of the Baal Amar and of Rashi and Bav Metzia is that the Kenyan is chal, just that a person has a right to be chayzer. The sheet of the Rif and Rashi, there's going to be a Rashi later on Chavches, that's much more like the Rif. We'll get to it. Is that the Chazal wa Ikrit Lagami? This Mishnah, the Pashtas HaMishnah, is not Mashmah like the Baal Amar. The Mishnah says, She'en l'machrayis ein niknin ela b'mishicha. Plus the words of the Mishnah, is not. Sounds like there's no kinyan keset, b'chlal. Baal Amar has to be matchik, that it's not a final kinyan, only b'mishicha. But l'maisa, that's the, it's a machlaik, this is the machlaik. So this is like the machlaikis in kinyan keset. There's another nafkamina, there's a Rashi above Metzia Memches, who says that like Rav Yechidan, who we're talking about today, if you mekadish an isha with the thing you bought with kesef, the kedusha is chal. You buy something with kesef, something in your house, and I buy it with kesef. Then I go to an isha and I say, I want to be mekadeshes to you with the thing which I own in Pliny's house, and whatever kinyan we do to give it to, over to you. So that Rashi says a good kedusha. So the Rashi shtims l'shitasa in Bav Metzia. Rashi holds because kesef is kaina, so that thing belongs to me. Now if I'm acting to you, so I can be kashirisha with it. So that the shita, like shita Baal Amar and Rashi, it's klar that kesef be'etzem is kaina. Just you have a right to back out. The Shita Sarif, and probably all the Paiskim, and certainly Rav of the Paiskim, is the Chazal Wa'ik and the Kinyan Lagan. These are two mouths. What? He holds. No. Everybody holds a Misha part. The question is, if he's willing to be the Kabbalah Misha part, he wants to back out. Or if it burnt down. Let's say there was a fire and it burnt down. So there's no mishapara of a person to burn down. I don't have to pay it. What? If it burns down, you're allowed to back out the chetchila, obviously. So you're not backing out. So the person can't deliver. And if a person with a mishapara, if he backs out, he's not allowed to, but if he does, in Dine Mamin, it's chal, whatever. If he backs out, he backs out like the riff. It's not nichna. If a person doesn't care about the mishapara, so it's in Dine Mamin, it's not chal. Because the case where it burns down, they allow. Of course, they allow. That's the whole reason that they made their din. If you back out, you don't have a reason to back out. If it was burnt down, then you are a kaidid. I'm not backing out of my word. If you deliver the goods, I'll pay for it. I'll take it. But you can't deliver it because it's burnt down. That's not backing out. According to the riff. He didn't do Agba. If I give you money, I'm not kainit. Mishapara is that I have to keep what I said. I gave you money, so if you deliver to me the furniture, I have to accept it. That's the mishapara. But if it gets destroyed, you can't deliver it to me, so I wasn't kainit. There's no loss. Kuitavama, I was kainit. If I'm not nisharit, before it burns down, then it's my loss. The butter allowed you to back off. But if you... the reason they set up a system where you can back off is so that the meicher should protect the stuff, because he knows the other person might back away, might back off. But the meicher person is supposed to. They made a takana to protect the keach. It's like Lekeach. Lekeach buys things. Lekeach the ladder back out if he's afraid it'll be destroyed. He's lacked the Lechatzilla. If he's afraid it'll be destroyed, certainly. The Mishapar is only when it's not for that reason. Alright, so this is the basic idea. There is in the Machna Ephraim in Clare, in Kinyan Mois Simin Aleph, declares, if I do a business deal with you and I say, look, I want Kesef should be Kaina, even though I know the Rabbanan said that it's not Kaina, but look, you know, I want to be Kaina, I want it to be final, I want Kesef to be Kaina, I make up with you beferish that we agree you're the seller, I'm the buyer. You're selling me something. We have an agreement bepemale that it should be binding. The question is, does such a agreement hold water? Yeah. According to the Baal Amar, there's no shayla. According to the Baal Amar, if I make up not to back out, so the kinyan is chal, so there's no problem. Shayla is according to the Rif, whether such an agreement is done. Why should it depend who? Because good. Okay, let me just tell you b'seder the way he says it. He brings the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says you can make such an agreement. And he bases it on our Gemara. I didn't even read the Gemara yet. But the Gemara is going to say in the first piece of Gemara, which I assume you all learned, that in a place where Karka needs Shtar and Kesef, the Makim Sheh Kesef is a Shtar, where Karka needs Shtar and Kesef, you parish. If I say Befeish, that I want to be kind of with Kesef, it works. That's what the Gemara says. Even though if he didn't, in such a place, the Gemara says he need kesef and shtar. Right? The Gemara says in a place where it's a derech to write a shtar, you can't be kind of karka only with both, with kesef and shtar together. And yet the Gemara says he parish. If you say, I want to be kind of with kesef alone, it's kind of. So hu adin zokt the Mach Nefrayim, that if you are metafalim, if you parish. If you say, I want to be kind of with kesef, it's a good kinyan. This he brings the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, you parish, if you say it, then it's chal. Why is it not a good comparison? Okay, that's the Darkei Moshe's Matzmi on the Beis Yosef. So what's the comparison to Agamar? In our Gemara, Kesef Etzim is a kinyan. Just because it's karka. Just listening to me with Das of Ishtar, so you say, no, I'm going to be Das without it. What you're doing is something that is a kinyan. Kesef to be kind of karka. How can you compare that to the Talfalim, where the Beis Yosef wants to say something which is not a kinyan becomes a kinyan? How can you compare it? So Darkei Moshe says that the Beis Yosef's whole comparison is not a comparison. Here in our Gemara, you could wave the shtar and say, parish, I want to be kind of a kesef. This is talking about karka. We're making a din, it's a kinyan. And the Beis Yosef is talking about a tafel. We're making a din, it's not a kinyan. So what's the din? This is the Darkei Moshe's kasha. What's strange is who wrote the Darkei Moshe? Rama. Right. The Beis Yosef wrote the Mechaber, right? So this chiddush of the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber doesn't write in Shulchan Aruch. Even though he wrote it in the Beis Yosef, he didn't put it in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes that if you say Beferish, you want to be kind of with Kesef alone, you want to be kind of metaphorical with Kesef, the Rama paskins at its top. Even though a minute ago he was Matmi on the Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe is Matmi on the Beis Yosef's a comparison to Agamara, yet, La Halacha, the Rama paskins that it works. So obviously he had a different reason. So the Bach says that the Beis Yosef's reason is Takashver, the comparison to Agamara Shver. But the Kol Tanai Shem Bamam and Kayim to make a Tanai Imaminis, and the reason of the Ramah means because you made a Tanai, so the comparison to Agamara is not a comparison, but nevertheless I made a Tanai that Tanai should work. Kash was the comparison. Okay, good. So the Shach is that Kash. This is all Tzimun Kuf Tzadiches. So we have so far the Beis Yosef says you can make it today. Darkei Moshe gets a Vagamar. Darkei Moshe says no, it's not a comparison. Then the Ramah says no, you could make it tonight. And the Bach says why? Because the tonight works by month. So the Shas says, what do you mean? You can't make something that's not a Kenyan into a kinyan. Because tonight, Shabbat Makaya means, I can tell you, I'm a Shabbat, I want to be responsible like a Shem Asach. I can be a Kabbalah Chrayis. That's a tonight Shabbat Makaya. I can make it tonight, I'm buying something on a tonight that, whatever, I'll give you something else. But you can't make new kinyanim with a tanai. I can't make a deal with you that something which is not a kinyan should be a kinyan. So the Shach argues Ladina. The Shach is a cut in the Shach says that there's no such thing. Moment is not kinda. Not like we don't pass the Nag the Balamar that it should be kinda. Not like the Ramah that it should be kinda. It's not kinda at all. Even if you made it. And after Ephraim, granted, the Shach brings a raya from a Ritva on Chofeyam and Beis. The Ritva says that if you make it tonight, that Mashiach should be kind of Rishas Rabin, right? We learned Mashiach is only kind of Rishas Yachin. What is it? Two people do a business deal. And we agree that even though Mashiach is not kind of, for us, it'll be kind of Rishas Rabin. So he says it doesn't work. For tonight, you can't make new kinyanim. So the Shach brings this as a raya. But you can't make new kinyanim with it. So we had so far Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe, Ramah Bach Shach. The last step in the link is the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim says that which Shamshi said right when we started, that Taki can't make up new tonight for new kinyan. But we have a rule that when Chazal made a Takana Derabanan, for the Teva of one side of a party, one side, that person could say, I waive my rights to this takana. What's the standard case, the classical case? Is Isha. Isha doesn't want mezainis. Isha says, Rabbanu mesaken for me, I get mezainis to my husband, and my work goes to my husband. So, I need mezainis, I need Isha. It's a takana for my benefit, for a woman's benefit. She says, I'd rather keep the money I earn, and my husband doesn't have to support me. So it's the woman's option. She could say, Zaktabak Nafrayim, that's Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says that you can make it today. What if you mean you can make it today? Because why did Rav Yehoshua say? Bin Atayr Kesef is kind. Why isn't it kind to protect the Lekeach? So Lekeach could say, Lainichali B'takanta Didi. Kana is made for my sake. And Remela, Lainichali B'takanta Didi. And I want Kesef should be kind. So this is the Machne Ephraim. So what comes out lahalacha? It's all confusing. Lamaisa. Let's say a person did such a thing. So it comes out according to the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, and the Bach. It'll be kaina. It's only really the Shach who passed it to start kaina. So I don't know. It's a machlokes. Generally, in Chayshim Mishpat, the Shach carries a lot of weight. I don't know how you pass the Lacha Lamaisa. It's very difficult. But alright, Lamaisa comes out to be a machlaikis. See, most places can hold that a Tanai helps. And the Shach is really the only one who says it doesn't help. And the Beis Yosef says it for one reason, the Bach says it for another reason, the Machne Ephraim says it for a third reason, but they all hold it helps. And, okay, so this is the machlaikis. Right, so this is the basic idea you need to have on the Klolim of Kinyan Kesef, and okay, there's more yet. Let's just learn a piece of Gemara. The Kesef Minolan. What's the Gemara going on? Kesef of Kinyan Kesef by Karka, right? By Karka. The Kesef Minolan. Amachiskia, Amakra, Sadais by Kesef Yichnu. It could be kind of Sadais with Kesef. Eima Adi Kishtan. Iksiv v'kasum b'sefer v'chasum, which sounds like a shtar kinyan. The Gemara, ikasiv yiknu l'b'sayv k'dekab. If it would say v'kasum b'sefer v'chasum v'yiknu, so you're right, the shtar is part of the kinyan. Hash iksiv yiknu v'ekara, kesef kani, shtarai v'almo. So what are we learning out of this pasuk? That the shtar is a shtar raya. Kesef is kinyan. Now right away, we have a problem with the Rambam Shita. We had the Rambam Shita a long time ago. What's the Rambam Shita of Shtarais? Remember? Anybody? The Rambam Shita was that all Shtarais are the Rabbanim. except for Kiddushin and Git. The Rambam said, all shtaris are the Rabbanon, and we had a concise with four pshatim in how you enter the Rambam's taina. The Rambam's taina was, Mepiyam alayim mepiksava. The Torah says, Eidus can only be Eidus in a bepeh, not by writing. So, all shtaris, but our Torah is also shayin zushtar. There's Git, there's Kiddushin, the Torah says beferish. But everything else, there's no shtar raya, doesn't work for our Torah. There's no such thing as a shtar raya, because it's the PMLI piksava. What's a shtar raya? You bring the shtar to Bezdin. And Bezdin, based on the shtar, paskin. What do you mean based on the shtar? That's the piksava. That's Abis who wrote their words into a shtar and sent it to Bezdin. That can't work. So, yeah. Shtar raya, I'm talking about. But the Gemara is that's the guy, this pasuk is talking about shtar raya. That's the Gemara's maskana. Right, elo b'kesef shtarai, kesef kadi shtarai ba'amu. So the kasha is like the Rambam that there's no such thing as a shtarai in the Torah. So in the Torah you can't pass it based on shtarais because the piyam alayim b'pik salam. So what? It's a drabano. What's from the pasuk? Yirmiya told them so this because if you do and write shtarais. What was Yirmiya telling to write shtarais? Yirmiyah already made the Gzera, made the Kana Darabon. Yirmiyah made it. What? Yeah, so maybe Kesa is also Darabon. Seems that Gemara seems to hold that. We're learning it from here. Getting the Kiddush are stories that work with that Tyra. They're not. Yeah, okay, you're right. You mean except alright, I think it's the Lashon Rambam. He says you find Gittin and Kiddush in the Torah and all the other Shtaris out there. You should start Kinyan by other, by Karka, by how the Rambam holds their eyes on that. That's what you're asking. You're right, Pashtus he holds their eyes. Pashtus the Rambam holds their eyes. So, alright. I don't know why it's always expressed this way. But, excuse me? That Kesser is also made a rabbi. I don't know. Alright, Damakli is the kasha. The Makni is the kasha. Yes, that this Gemara is the Shara and the Rambam. And, because there's no such thing as a Shtar Raya, what is the Gemara saying Shtar Raya? You can get this used as a Raya. Well, so that answers Lashalom what you were asking. When it says except for get, you may mean that the get can be used as a Shtar Raya. Could be that's what the Rambam means. We should also have a raya against these men. If you deny them, you don't. It says he says I never gave you a gap. She says I did. She brings the gap. Yeah. At any rate, now Machni is the kasha. Machni is that this is a beferish of Gemara, not like the Rambam. So now Machni says a teretz. He says you'll have to say pshat in the Rambam. That the cost of a sefer of a chassam means they'll write it on a paper. They'll go to Bezdin. Bezdin will hear the edus from them, the pair, and they'll sign. They'll put a hempik. They'll certify the shtar. If you have a shtar raya that Bezdin signed on, that works. That al shtar, but al tmeis of Bezdin. And the Rambam will be Maida. That such a Shtar Raya works. If you have a Shtar Raya that Adam signed, it doesn't work by that time. The PMLI picks up. But if Bezdin certifies the Shtar, it's a Maisa Bezdin. So then that's what Yirmiyah meant. When Yirmiyah told them, because of Sefer Chasim, go and write up Shtar Raya, and then write up Shtar Raya, go to Bezdin, say Adam's Pater, Bezdin will certify it. And then later you'll be able to use it later as a Raya because it's not al-dinei shtar raya, But it's dinei maisabed. But that's how the Hamakta is matching to fit it into the Gemara, even though it's Daishik the Gemara. Gemara says Shtarai. Shtarai Ba'alu. Doesn't sound like something. What's the problem with that?
No, I'm just saying that.
You know, fit in, the Eidim will say this and that is then. Okay. Means sign, write up a Shtar and have Eidim sign your Shtar. That's a what? No, it was not Havamita, it was a Shtakinyan. If you wanted to have a meet, it was a Shtakinyan, says the say. This is all Mahamakna. If you don't mind, turn to the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. This time you have a Shrei Rambam, and the Hamakna says one terrace, and the Rambam says another terrace, but some the Rambam had the right terrace, no? Like, I can't argue with the Hamakna, but the Rambam could. It's funny, the Hamakna seems to miss. I'm not sure. It's page Sadek Hay in my print of the Gemara. Get to the Rush before the Marsha. See, he brings Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis twice in the Rambam. First he brings it, which says Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis. The line before starts, Amnam Shatiya Karka Nitzis B'Siyas Ma'is U'Mashanema Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis Sadeh V'Kesef Yiknu. That's good, right? That's fine. You learn Kinyan Kesef Sadeh V'Kesef Yiknu. Now if you skip down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, it says Shum. If you read, starting from the middle of the previous line, before Shum, look at the Rambam writes. Meviyamanu Raya, Shekoinen Bishtar, Vimashikasu, Vikasu Besefer Vikasu. Rambam says, Meviyamanu Raya, that what? Shekoinen Bishtar. If there's such a thing as a Shtar Kenyan, Vimashikasu, Vikasu Besefer Vikasu. The Rambam learns that pasuk is talking about Shtar Kenyan. That's the Rambam's learning. Pasuk is talking about Shtar Kenyan. That's Lamaisa, how the Rambam explains the pasuk. He doesn't explain it's talking about a Shtaraya with a hempik of Bezdin. This is talking about Shtar Kenyan. Fairish. What? Yeah, what do you do with the Gemara? Slight problem. The Rambam says, Beferish, that the pasuk is talking about Shtar Kenyan. What do you do with the Gemara? So what do you do with the Gemara? So it's a kasha. I don't think it's all the kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam says that he learned custom say v'chas is talking about Shtar Kenyan. And I was talking about Shtar Kenyan. What? If the Maskana, it could be. However you're going to answer, somebody on the Maskana, this is all you have. I mean, it's not the Maskana. But however you're going to answer it, it's not Shver on the Rats. I mean, the Hamakta is pshat, as Mashmid Ram didn't learn. And his kasha on the Rambam, alright, I mean, it's a kasha, but it's a different kasha. There's not kasha of the Pasik. The Pasik is talking about Shtar Kenyan, the Rambam is a favorite. And, so the Hamakta is explaining the Havamina. The Hamakta is explaining the Havamina like the Rambam. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos explained the Maskana. But why didn't he stick with it? Why didn't the Rambam stick with Shtar Raya? If it's Shtar Raya with a hempik, why did the Rambam have to be matching in the Pirush Mishnayos? He should have said it's a Shtar Raya and a hempik. Akoponim, it's a Chazor of the Rambam Shita, it's important Yediyah. The Rambam Shita is that Shtara is Adrabanam, and because of the Piyamalim Piksavam. The question is how we answer the kind of the Rambam, Piyamalim Piksavam. So Kasais brings, I think, four Pshat, and it's actually three. One of them is the Rambam. So the Kasha is the Kasha, but anyway, it's the Rambam Shita. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav. Lai Shara Obamakim She'en Kaisa Nesha Shtara. So New York City is the Makim Shekais Nesashtar? Huh? New York, it's Kais Nesashtar. So sure, here we write a shtar that is a kinyan. We file a deed with the county clerk, right? You sign a deed and you file it. You want to be sure that it's officially your karka. Now, is that called the Bokhin Shakasis Ashtar? It means Bokhin Shakasis Ashtar Ashtaraya. If the point of the Gemara is that you need a shtar for Gemara's Das, maybe you need a shtar for nowadays of Gemara's Das. There's a very big Nafkamina way, I just asked you. Nafkamina comes up with me probably 10, 15 times a year. I don't buy so much real estate. It comes up with me all the time. It happens to me many times. Somebody buys a house. And very often, a young couple wants to buy a house, they can't get a mortgage. So the father gets the mortgage from the bank, or the father-in-law gets the mortgage, and then the child buys the house. Afterwards, people realize there's a ribbis problem. The father gets a mortgage, so what happens? The father borrowed money from the bank. And then he lent it to his son. So if he lets his son not pay the interest, there's no problem. But the father is lechel the interest. He'll pay the interest to the bank. The son doesn't have to pay the interest, and there's no problem. But it's usually not that way. Usually a mortgage, the father does it. He gives the son all the papers. He says, you take care of everything. You pay the bank. And, you know, I did you a favor and finished. People don't realize until afterwards that it's a ribbis issue. That it's a problem because the bank didn't lend money to the child. The bank lent money to the father. Then the father, in effect, lent the money to the child. The child is buying the house with the father's money. So the child's not allowed to pay. Is not allowed to pay the interest. So what do you do? So you have to write either a hetiska, or Ramesha has something that's better than a hetiska. Something that's in type of sale lease agreement. It's not like after now. You have to change it. In order to change it, the son has to pay the father back. That's the first thing. The son borrowed money. So the son has to pay the father back the money he borrowed. And then they could do sort of the new business deal based on a hetiska, based on anything. So it happens to be very often people come, lacha maisa, they say, we have to straighten it out. So what do we do? So what they want to do is just write a hetiska, sign it, and presto, everything's mutter. It doesn't work that way. If you borrow money for ribbis, you can't just write a hetiska and it's mutter. Ramesha writes that people think a hetiska is like a kameya. As long as you wear it, everything's mutter. You know, so you have it. It's not that way. So you have to give back. So what do? I have the father comes, the son comes. I say, first thing, you have to pay back. All right? So how much was it? It was $200,000. He tells the son, you know, give your father $200,000 back. So usually he says he doesn't happen to have in his pocket today the $200,000. How's he going to give the money back? Borrow again from the father. Yeah. So the way you give it back, and this is what we do, is the son owns the house. He's marked it to his father, $200,000 worth of the house. That's Pirayin of the Chayit. We do a Kenyan, the Kiyah Chalitin usually. He's marked it to his father, $200,000 worth of the house, and it's given back to the father. Now the father owns $200,000 of the house. There's no chayit anymore. And then we do a new kinyan. We do it again based on the head tail. The problem is that the father usually doesn't want to be Michael Lechayit. If the father wants to be Michael Lechayit, there's no problem. He wants to have the house, but he wants the son to pay the mortgage. He's not allowed to pay it. He can't pay his father's chayit. If he's Michael, then the son doesn't have to pay anything. Well, you can say goodbye. You can kiss his father goodbye. And I'll say, you know, it's been very nice knowing you. Father, goodbye. Yeah. The father doesn't want to be Michael. If he's Michael Lechayit, then the son doesn't have to pay the interest, the carriage. He usually wants the son to pay the carriage. Father doesn't want to be out the $200,000. You're a very nice father, but your son, you'll tell your son, look, the $200,000 I'm buying for you, and the interest you'll pay, and there'll be a good deal. Usually the father, you know, even if he's supporting his son for a few years, but the mortgage is 30 years, he's not looking to, you know. So you give it back. My problem always is this Gemara. The Gemara says it by Kesef. The Shtuva brings this Gemara by the Khalifa too. That in a place where there have to write a shtar, you have to write a shtar. It's not so posh. It's a pashit. Labaisa, what I do is I make them write a shtar. Write a shtar, we don't file it with the county clerk, but we write a shtar on the karka, and we do a kinyan with the shtar too. Because in this Gemara, you can't be marked the karka. In a place where it's not the derech to do it without a shtar, you can't be marked the karka without a shtar. What? No, the shtar is the svichas das. The fact that you file it, don't file it, is not marked in the shtar. No, the shtar itself, it's a makim shederech with their shtar. You have to write a shtar. No, the derech is to write a shtar and sign the shtar. Everyone goes home later, the lawyers file it. Why do lawyers file it? Then they'll rush to file it. You can file it 10 years later. It's just filing it because you only want to save the piece of paper, right? In Chazal's time, after 3 years, everyone lost their paper. So you file it, and then you have no problem with losing it. That's all. It has to do with the shtar, yeah. At any rate, so this Gemara, again, I'm pointing out to you, it's important. Every Gemara is important, but it's l'maisa, that you parish. So yeah, I mean, if it's a derech to write a shtar, you have to write a shtar. If you parish, ki hadar avidi baravim, ki zavin ara, omar, ibiina bakas be'ikni, ibiina b'shtore, ibiina bakas be'ikni, ibiisa l'mehed, 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 I want it to be binding with kesef, b'shtar ikni, b'boi l'mehed, adar nabi. I want to reserve my right to be the only one that could be chayzer, and that's chal. Chal tanai shavu l'mekai. The Gemara here is telling us kinyan karka is the kesef. L'maisa, why did the Mishnah write a lashon nechasiv sheish l'machrayis? Why didn't it write karka? Why didn't it write a lashon of karka? So the Taisis Yantiv says because it's not only karka, it's buildings also. If they have a house built on karka, you sell a house. If the Mishnah would say karka nikna b'kesef, I wouldn't know what about a building on a house. What a building on a karka. So the Mishnah says nechasim sheish al machrayis to teach us that not only is karka nikna b'kesef, but also a binyan on karka is also nikna b'kesef. What? A building on karka. It's bricks that were brought to this land and built it. What?
This wood and its burning, the abundance is not going to care about it and burning.
Therefore,
why should the test itself?
So you're asking opposite things. You're saying it's pashat of karka and you're saying it should be metaphor.
Yeah.
That's very good. Lemais, it's a sadeh by kesef yichdu. It doesn't say binyanim. There's no question, la halacha, that the building that's the chubul karka is the same thing as karka. The Yantiv says it's true, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The chasid sheish l'machrayis, which avad is haynu karkois, but it means also a building on a karka is the same thing. There's no question, there's no machlokes about this. That a building on a karka is a din of karka, and it doesn't matter if it's a house, or if it's a one pole, or if it's a tree, whatever it is, anything that's the chubul karka is a din of karka. There's no shayma. The Yantiv is right. The question is why. Why do we assume a building is like karka?
Say
it's not enough to be even.
Even if it's metaphysical, we can't go and look at it.
So every building should work with Kinyan Agav anyway. Every building should work. Maisha and Achuva entertains the possibility of what you're saying is true. That really, a building is not karka. Just, it's always worse with Kinyan Agav. So, mainly, it's like karka. Yes, that is one of three mahalchim. I'll say it enough, Kamin, in a minute. What? Yeah, he wants to be Talmud like Sri is this Sri Shemel Zaki? Lamaisa, two ways to learn besides this b'chodesh the third way of information, but there are two ways to learn. Why is a building like karka? Why is a building like karka? You can understand because you can't move it. What's special about karka? Karka, you can't move. Karka is dikta because you can't move it. And buildings, you also can't move it. It's mechubal lekarka. A tree, you can't move. A pole, you can't move. You can break it and move it. But because the man, it's the way where it is, you can't move it. That's one way to learn that why is it binyan like karka? Because it's, you can't move it, just like you can't move karka. The second way to learn, that is that the building is a tuffle to the karka. The halacha is, let's say you buy a chamar. You do mashikha on the chamar. You kind of the ukah shalal, you kind of the saddle with the kinyan of the chamar. Because the saddle is a tuffle to the chamar. You could learn that you're kind of a building with karka. Why is the building kinyan kesef? It's a tuffle to the karka. Every binyan is a tuffle to the karka it's on. So when you do a kinyan kesef on the karka, but mainly you're kind of the binyan too. These are two ways to learn. Again, either it's because you can't move it, or it's because it's a tuffle to the thing that it's on. These are two ways to learn. It won't be a tuffle, you mean? Right, to clarify. You have an Empire State Building, it's built on a piece of land. It's hard to say it's a tuffle.
What about a trailer home?
What?
What about a trailer home?
A trailer home is not mechuber. You can't, you have to kind of mishicha. You could, you attach a car to it, you pull it.
It's a little heavy. Let's say it's one of those special
trucks. We clarified the Shach Masira, right? The rabbi said it's hard to pull a boat, so you could do Kiyah Masira. So how much makes it mechuber? How much would make something mechuber? I don't know the answer. How much would make it mechuber? What? So ma'amei that it should be permanent. So ma'amei that shouldn't be permanent. I don't know. You know, there's one of the Paiskim writes that if you plug in keli, it's considered mechuber lekarka, and you don't have to table it because it's karka. So you have to plug it in to use it. So what? Now we're getting sidetracked. Let me stick first to the regular karka. Alright. Again, where Ashaira is, why is a house nikta bikinyan kinyani karkais? You could learn that it's because you can't move it, just like you can't move karka, you can't move a house. Or you could learn because it's a tuffle to the karka. So when you're kind of the karka, you're kind of this tree. Nafkamina would be Ramesha, the Shaila Ramesha is going on. It's tshuva in Chayshim Mishpat Aleph, tshuva Lamed Hey. It's a quite long and complicated tshuva. But the kuda of these two ways to learn, he says he had a Shaila, someone bought a house, not to buy the house. This person deals in bricks. So he bought a house from someone to take it apart. He's not going to own the karka. He's buying just the house. And he's buying the house to take apart the house, take the bricks or the wood or the metal, whatever it is. There are people who deal with that. They buy houses that are being destroyed. They buy the scrap metal. So the person goes and he buys just the bricks of the house, just the scrap metal of the house. He does a kinyan kesef. Is that kinyan chal that the other side came back out? Is that a kinyan? Is he crazy kinyan or not? Tell you the two ways. How they tell you the two ways? If you learn kesef is kind because you can't move it, so right now you can't move it. It's before the karka, if you break it, you can move it. But right now you can't move it, so kesef is kind. But if you learn that it's because it's a tuffle to the karka, by him it's not a tuffle to the karka. He doesn't want the karka. He's not buying the karka. He only wants to buy the bricks or the scrap metal. So Ramesha was Ister Shaila, Ister Shaila like that, and he said it's totally. In these ways of learning. So we can start clarifying if the top 3 feet of the karka. Maybe you're right. I don't know if it's the same. Something that's taller should be like kibbutz is not the same. Even a tree would be different. A tree grew there. Here it's something which was taken from somewhere else and put here. And you could clarify why is the karka. Something that's the earth. That's the karka that the Yerbi was talking about. Okay, so this is Ramosha's flair. I want to chazer with you something we learned in Chafez and Beis. I don't think Ramosha brings this in his Truva. But I want to chazer something with you and tell me if this Ramosha's flair is not totally in it. I always like old things. You know, I always like old things. I always forget them. They come up again, so it's very geschmack. So I want to chazen with you a play Yeshua to see this that we had a couple days on the days. Ever Kanani Nikna the Kesef. Right? Minolon, this Nakalta Maisam, Lavnecha Lachrecha. So the Ever Kanani is Nikna the Kesef. Why? Because it's hookish the Karkois. Ever Kanani is hookish the Karkois. And Mimela, Ever Kanani is Nikna the Kesef. This is what said Nikamar. So Yeshua asked, the Gemara says you can be kind of Eved Kanani with Mashicha. I took Ishla Karkois. Can't be kind of Karka with Mashicha. That's what the issue is Kasha. Gemara says you can be kind of Eved Kanani with Kesef because it's Ishla Karkois. If it's Ishla Karkois, Mashicha shouldn't work. Why doesn't Mashicha work? How come Mashicha does work by an Eved Kanani? It doesn't work by Karka. So that's what Yeshua answered. And Yeshua said Mashicha works by Karka. There's just no metzias of it. No metzias. Then love this, Mashiach works by king and karka. Just there's no way to pull karka. So that's why Nebuchadnezzar is official karkois, and it still works. That's what the Yeshua said. The Yeshua held that the etzah Mashiach works by karka. Just there's no such metzias. Then the Nesimis brought to the Yeshua. He sent it to Tos because of the cake of Otzitz Nakuf. Case of Otzitz Nakuf. He brought a Gemara in Gittin, I think. So if you have a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, it's sitting on the ground, it's mechuba lekarka, and you do mishicha, you're not kaina. You're not kaina. So he says, you see, that mishicha be'etzem doesn't work by karka. It's not like the Yeshua said, because there's no such metzius. But mishicha be'etzem doesn't work by karka. That was the, those are the two mahalchim. So what does that mean? They're arguing, are they arguing in this klal pretty much? Why doesn't Mashiach work by karka? The Yeshua says because there's no such metzias. And the Siva says it's a din. There is a metzias. It's just a din. That's what they're arguing about. Their machlokes is why does the Mashiach work by karka? Because there's no metzias or not? Sounds like this clara from Moshe. Why is Kesef kaina by karka? Why is it different than Metatlin? One side is because the metzias is different. Because it's something which you can't pull. That was his first stop. L'chari, you have Nesivus and Kasha. What do you mean? It's not true. You can have an Otzitz Nakuf, which is something which you could pull. And still we say, you're kind of a Kesef of Levi Mashicha. So that whole first Hanukkah of Rav Moshe, the first Bahala, if I'm understanding Rav Moshe correctly, what he means, that the reason... But the one side is what? Karka? Karka is something you can't pull. What do you mean something you can't pull? That's a Pneishua story. The Sivas had a good kasha on him. I don't know how the Pneishua is going to answer it. But it's the same thing. This Taina of Moshe. Moshe's first thought. Now, what makes the Karka? The fact you can't pull it is L'chayr the same as Pneishua. And not does it stem with the Sivas' kasha from Otzis Nakum. But Akoponim, these are two ways to learn Kiyu Kesef by Karka. So we learned today quite a bit of information, and tomorrow we're going to have to move on to Shtar. I said we'll spend a little more time on this, but we'll move on to Shtar. So.